Our next rogue, our next performer is John Loretz, and he is going to be the feature June 16th at the Acton Jazz Cafe. John, I have not known for as long as some of you old compadres, but boy, I'm sure glad I met him. And he's a fine musician, and he's going to play us a good song. And then after that, we're going to have my little sister, Harriet Hart, then Ergo Canto, and then Ellen's going to have a couple of words for us. So if I start to introduce Lord Thayer before Ellen comes, can get up here to the mic, stop me. All right. It's John Loretz, Harriet Hart, Ergo Canto, and then Ellen's got a couple of words for us. But now let's put our hands together for John Loretz.
All right, first things first, congratulations to Ellen for pulling this off. Is this great or what? So in honor of the occasion, I'm going to let you decide what I'm going to do. Within reason, so you have a choice. And yeah, I knew I couldn't trust you guys. All right, so you have a choice, and the choice is, and I have to thank Kenny for helping me figure out how to describe this one. The choice is between a song that just sort of goes down and down and down and down until all hope is lost and kind of stops there. Or you can have a song about the super intelligent marine mammal who got away. Yeah. That's what I thought. That's why my capo's here. All right, this is a Gordon Lightfoot song. It's called Ode to Big Blue. The greatest monster that the world ever knew, and the place that he loved best was the waters to the west. Around the blue Pacific he did roam. Big Blue moved alone, for a mighty blue was he. And the Battle of the Whales was an awesome sight to see, and he took them one by one, and he broke them all away. In the mating of the day, he was the king. Big Blue had 50 wives, and he sired 40 sons. Most of them fell victim to the cruel harpoon guns, ah, but he was too much wise to get caught by the gunner's eyes. And so he lived at sea 100 years. His mouth was as large as a tunnel, so they say. His hide was thick as leather, and his eyes quick and small, and his back was all scarred from the times he got away. And he knew the smell of whalers did Big Blue. Big Blue passed away to his natural decay. Beside the Arctic Circle as he traveled up that way, and there never was a man who was born with a gunner's hand. Whoever took a pen to Big Blue. Now the gray whales are run, and the sperm is almost done. Greenbacks and the Finland rights are all dead and gone. They've been taken by the men for the money they could spend. And the killing never ends, it just goes on. Now the oceans of the world were the home to Big Blue. He was the greatest monster that the world ever knew, and the place that he loved best was the waters to the west. Around the blue Pacific he did roam. Thank you.
Once more, just a beautiful performance by John Loretz.